Rave Radio. It's Tuesday, July 9th, and this is Gary Kay, and it's time for my Daily Rants and Raves. The Daily Rants and Raves are a part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is brought to you by Hypersign, the digital signage company selling through AV dealers at hypersign.com, and Atlas Sound. You know Atlas Sound for professional audio products. You can check them out at atlassound.com. Today I want to talk about two announcements from the Department of Energy that affect our industry. There is great opportunity in marketing and selling systems that are not only green, but smart AV systems. Those are systems that not only can use less energy, but more importantly, can manage themselves so that they can be proactive in telling you how much energy you're using and also shutting the systems down, managing time usage properly. So when a product, when a specific product in a rack's not being used, have that product go in standby while keeping the other products on. Also sending you proactive reports. Well, there are two different things that the Department of Energy is doing that manufacturing our industry will take advantage of, and there's opportunities for you to market as integrators. First of all, the Energy Plus 8 program by the Department of Energy. And by the way, both these articles are on our website right now at ravepubs.com if you want to read more. Basically, what the Energy Plus system is a database of, a whole building energy simulation program that allows you to put in all the specifications for a room or an environment and come back with an energy rating. Parameters include HVAC, lighting, and also low voltage and high voltage applications. It's Windows and Mac based. The other thing I wanted to talk to you about was another announcement from the Department of Energy, and that's the Buildings Performance Database. That was the first thing I started to talk about a minute ago. The Department of Energy has also released a Buildings Performance Database that is designed to basically make all energy data about buildings public so that you'll know the energy rating of a building. So you can go into a client and let them know what their energy rating already is, and tell them how you can save them money by making their systems not only more energy efficient, but again, smart systems. So smart AV systems require some sort of sophisticated control system or the ability to connect all the products that are integrated into a system to a network. That gives you the ability to manage the systems across the network and also ensure that that the different devices are talking to each other. I'm going to start writing more about smart AV systems in our Rave GHG newsletter. That's our green government and healthcare newsletter. So if you have not subscribed to that newsletter yet, you should go to ravepubs.com and click on the subscribe button on the right side of the webpage, because you can subscribe to our GHG, which is if you're selling to government, healthcare, or you're interested in marketing green AV systems. That is a great newsletter because that's all the thing focuses on. That's all the types of products that are run in that newsletter, and it's also the types of columns that are written up in that newsletter. So if you want to know more about this, you can go to our website at ravepubs.com. Consider subscribing to Rave GHG and also checking those two articles out on the Department of Energy's performance database for buildings and also their Energy Plus simulation program. So this is Gary Kay with my Daily Rants and Raves. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.